Welcome to the Stronger Marriage Podcast. I'm Trey.
And I'm Lee, and we are glad you are here with us.
Glad you've joined us today. We are in a two-part series. Last week we did some things on how to pursue your husband. We talked about why pursuit was still very, very important. Today we're talking about nine ways to pursue your wives. We're praying that you husbands are listening. Wives, if you're listening to this, send this link or this title to your husband and say, listen to this. It'll give you a good chance to talk. Hopefully you listen to the one on the husbands, and some of your husbands may have said, I love these nine. Some of you may have said, I like most of them, but these are all to give you some great conversation starters of things that your spouse likes. We're glad you've joined us. It's end of September. We're still having a lot of warm weather in Texas. We are ready for fall, but it's coming quickly because we're going to fall. If fall ain't coming to us,
we're
going to
go to it.
We're going to go to it.
That's exactly right. We are headed next week to Massachusetts for a workshop. So if you live anywhere in the New England area, please come join us at this workshop because we don't get up to the Northeast very often. So, man, make some last-minute plans and come join us there.
Yeah, up to the Northeast. Had somebody message us this week and said, oh, we're going to miss you. We had a plan. We had something planned. And they said, we'll catch you when you come back. And I didn't say it, but what I thought was, sorry, honestly,
it's going to be a while.
I don't know if we will ever get back that way. This is just not where we have a lot of connections. So
Yeah. Hopefully we will. I'd like to think we will. But we don't have any on our schedule for the next couple of years in that area. So
that's right.
Come on if you can.
Yep. That is next weekend. Following that, coming up in November, we are going to be in Littlefield, Texas. Littlefield, Texas is the hometown of the great Waylon Jennings. That's what I knew about Wellington or about Littlefield. And we're going to be there. And we would love for you to come join us on November the 12th in Littlefield. That's in the Lubbock, Texas area. Panhandle, New Mexico area. Mm-hmm. Come hang out with us. We will be there. And then in December in Weatherford, Oklahoma is where we're going to be. And then our big event that we've been talking about that we're super excited about is in January is the...
Yes, our Stronger Marriage Cruise, our Marriage Seminar at Sea, because we're partnering with another couple that does marriage workshops similar to what we do, and we're excited to partner with Wayne and Tammy Roberts. They bring so much wisdom, and man, you're just going to get two for one on that cruise.
That's exactly right.
Plus a fabulous getaway for the two of you because we do not dominate your time with workshop stuff. We'll have just a few sessions, and the rest of the time will be for you guys to just enjoy each other. So we hope you'll, if you've got, you know, a last minute whim that you think, hey, we can pull that off. Come on, it's not too late.
There's a link on our webpage, trainlee.com, that talks about the marriage cruise. Maybe that's something you'd love to do, but you think, I'm not sure my spouse would. It might be a good thing to ask for Christmas. Hey, for Christmas, I want to go on a Stronger Marriage Workshop Cruise or Marriage Seminar at Sea. Mm-hmm. Information's on there. So let's do some talking about that and see if that's if there's, we actually have a few rooms left, but it's very few.
It is, and our advertised prices that we were guaranteed are, I don't know what the date was, but I'm pretty sure that those can start fluctuating. So if you want to get those prices that we had advertised, I would suggest doing it sooner rather than later so prices don't start going up on you.
Yeah, definitely check our webpage and find out kind of what's going on and talk to our travel agent.
Yes, travel agent Christy Cameron, did I say that right? I did not say that right.
You did not.
Christy Connor.
That's it.
Christy Connor can answer every single question you could come up with about that cruise. So hit her up. She actually can probably answer your questions better than we can.
Yep.
As far as travel arrangements go. So we're excited.
Real quickly, and you know this because we talked about it last week, but in case you weren't around, our nine ways to pursue your husband were brag on him, do something he likes to do, do it with him. We talked about initiating sex. We talked about praying for him, flirting with him, dressing up for him, making him a priority, Putting a filter over your mouth at times. That was one of the ones that made us laugh, because sometimes it's best not to say everything you think. Now, today we're talking wives, and so we are excited about this.
We missed the last one, which was learn his love language.
Oh, that's right.
Important. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And so today we'll look at some of these. Let's talk about wives, how to pursue your wife. Now, wives love to be pursued. And what that means is, husbands, is they don't simply want you to marry them and quit putting in the effort of trying to win them. They don't want to be, hey, I've married her, so why do I still need to send her flowers? Why do I still need to pursue her? She wants to be pursued. And we have said this, and I love this, your wife will love flowers for Valentine's Day or for birthday or for anniversary, but she'll really love flowers and little things for
no reason.
No reason. No
just
day
simply
at all.
Because you love her.
She wants to be pursued. Yeah, she does. There's a new word. No. Every week I give you Trey's new word of the
week. Trey's new word of the week was serpood.
That's it.
Okay.
That's exactly right. And so let's kick off with number one, because this actually fits under that we just talked about. Surprise her. Your wife probably loves surprises. Now, surprises can be very simple. Now, they can be huge, such as a trip.
Yes.
Such as a date night. But surprises don't have to be big.
They can be little.
They can be, you know, they can be flowers on the way home. If you live in a big town, a lot of people sell flowers on the corner at stoplights. It can be some bouquet of flowers that you have in the vase ready for her when she comes in. Mm-hmm. And you tell her, I just was thinking about you.
Yeah. Leave her just a little card somewhere that she'll find. She sends you to the grocery store for a gallon of milk. Drop her favorite snack in the bag. Pick up her favorite gallon of ice cream. You know, whatever it is. Just little things. Surprise her at work with her favorite coffee or something. You know, just little things like that. Tell her that you're thinking about her. And that's pretty cool.
That is exactly right. One of the things that Lee loves, I always do well on. If we're out, if we're doing something, if we're going somewhere, I can simply take an exit off the highway where there is a Brahms ice cream. And she'll go, where are we stopping? And I'll say, Brahms. And guess what I get? It is a thumbs up and a, you're speaking my love language. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Because Brahms is her love language. So, guys, here's the point that I want to do. And I'll throw a story in real quick because I like this. It's humorous, okay? Your wife shouldn't be so caught off guard that you're doing sweet things for her that she thinks you're up to something. Does that make sense? I love the story about the guy and who realized, you know, I have been not a very good husband. I haven't pursued my wife. I haven't done anything sweet for her. I've got to step this up. And he makes a commitment to do a better job as a husband. And the date is set. He starts that day. He takes clean clothes, goes to work. And instead of coming home in his greasy work clothes that he always comes home in, he showers because his work provides it before he comes home, puts on clean clothes. So he doesn't come in his grubby clothes. Usually he strips at the door. Stops, gets a little bouquet of flowers, and thought it would be cool instead of just coming in through the garage door, I'll come in through the main door and I'll just knock. And I'll be standing there in clean clothes with a bouquet of flowers. So he does. And he's greeted at the door by his wife, who's got a kid in tow in her arms. And she looks at him, takes one look, and just busts out crying. And that was not the reaction he expected to get. And he's really confused because he thought it would be much better. And he actually says to her, what is wrong? Is everything okay? And she says, it's been a tough day. She said, work was tough. I've come home. The kids are out of control. The vacuum cleaners are broke. I haven't started supper. And now you have come home drunk. You know, it's been one of those things where this is so not you
that
you have got to be drunk or you have done something you're not supposed to do. So that shouldn't be your spouse's reaction when you do something sweet. So do little things all the time. Another little thing that Lee mentioned it a while ago that I do on occasion is I know one or two. Now, Lee loves any kind of candy, chocolate, but I know her favorite candy. And a lot of times when I'm standing in line at a supermarket getting a gallon of milk, or sometimes I'll run to the store, I will grab her favorite and bring it home and just set it on her dresser, or put it in the bag and go, oh yeah, I was thinking about you and I got this. And it just makes her happy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just little things. Little things are big things. So surprise her. All right. That is a simple thing to do. One other thing before we move on. I heard of a guy the other day that said that he had written his wife a card and mailed it.
Uh-huh.
And so she got it in the mail versus it was left by a coffee maker or, you know, somewhere like that.
Yep.
And I just thought, that's a good guy right there.
That's pretty
He's thinking,
awesome.
Pretty awesome. Not a lot of folks get mail anymore, right?
Mail it to her work. If she's one that, you know, sorts the mail at work or whatever, that'd be fun.
That is exactly right. Number two, what is another way that a husband can pursue his
wife? Plan some quality time with her and let her know in advance, you know. If I don't know, just an afternoon together. Or maybe you've got a project around the house that she's been wanting your help on and you're going to say, hey, this Saturday, I am all yours. We can go do something fun. We can work on that project and get that knocked out. Whatever you want to do, I'm yours. But we're going to have the whole day together.
Yeah. Maybe it's getting out the fall decorations out of the attic. Maybe it's whatever it is.
Hey, that'd be a good idea.
You could probably use my help.
If I don't do that soon, like it's there's no use in decorating for fall because you're going to be ready to decorate for Christmas, like
exactly
November 1st.
Right.
So I might as well just leave the pumpkins boxed up this year.
If it felt like fall in Texas,
I know, right?
I'd be all for that.
It's hard to want to get out all the fall stuff.
We're still sweating. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But guys, plan some quality time with her. And quality time with her means doing something she likes to do. It's not, hey, honey, you know I love to golf. Would you like to come ride in the cart with me?
Right.
That's not the idea here. Do something she likes to do. Let her know in advance, meaning sometimes it's good to just kind of go, hey, I am free. I'm off this Thursday. Is there anything you would like to do? What's something you would like to do together? And she may suggest something that does not sound like fun to you, but you do it anyway.
That's right.
And you be happy about it, all right? Because you're going to get to spend some time with your wife.
You'll enjoy it whether you think you are going to or not.
If your attitude is good, you will have a good time.
Yes.
All right, number three.
Plan a date night or a trip.
Yes.
And here's the kick. You make all the plans. You make all the plans.
Guys are kind of, we kind of miss that. It seems like before we get married, the guy pursues really hard and he just kind of tells the girl, are you free Friday night? Well, boy, he wants to go out. And if she's free Saturday night, he wants to go out. And if she's free Saturday to hang out, or Sunday, let's hang out. And so he oftentimes, pre-marriage, is the one who's planning all the dates. I'll take you to eat supper here. Or let's go see a movie here. And then a lot of times men after marriage sit around and go, well, just let me know what night we're going and what we're doing and I'll be there. And that's just really not fair. Maybe you should take turns planning the date night if you don't want to do it all the time. But boy, a well-planned out date night is a lot of fun. Now, and this can be simple, guys. It doesn't have to be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It could be one of her favorite concerts, a show, a movie she's been wanting to see. And you don't have to tell her. Just tell her, hey, Thursday night, let's find a sitter. Let's get your parents to watch the kids. We're going to go out. And you may want to tell her what to wear. If you're planning on going to play golf, she may want to know, hey, I need to wear pants or mm-hmm. whatever it is. I need to wear the right kind of clothes. But plan the date night. Plan where you're going to eat. She's not going to gripe and go, plan something you know she'll like. Don't deliberately go to a place she's not going to like, but go to a place you know she's going to like, and you plan the evening out. She will absolutely love that.
Yeah. You can even do, a night in. Arrange to take the kids somewhere else and you cook dinner and have, whatever planned for y'all to do at the house. Sometimes that's nice to just stay in if you've had a busy work day or work week.
If you can't find a sitter, even something as simple as going, let's get the kids down to bed early tonight and you hang out here. I'm going to go get us something for dessert for a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And sit and eat ice cream together or, wherever it is that she likes.
Yeah.
Crumble cookie. That's a new big thing in Texas.
We've got, one of our married kiddos. They do this. They've got two babies and they put them to bed early. Like they can literally have those babies in bed by 7:30, 8 o'clock. And then they will plan a really cool, you know, fancy meal and cook it together. They cook, you know, they cook the whole dinner, dessert, you know, everything together and have a stay at home date after they put the kids to bed. And that's fun. They enjoy that.
I'm impressed. And that's the way you do things. Number four, we're going to go verbal here for a minute. Okay. So men, number four, tell your wife how you feel about her, meaning tell her some sweet things about her, things that she needs to hear. You may think she should know this, but she needs to hear you say them. These are all verbal things said differently that we're going to talk about.
Yeah. You can never compliment her too much, really. I mean, she may act like, oh, you know, if you tell her she's pretty, you know, she may dismiss your comment. A lot of women do that. Oh, you're just saying that or whatever. But you really can't compliment her too much. And you can do it in person. You can send text messages. You can call her during the day. You can even send her an email. But just giving a genuine compliment goes a long way.
It does. When she's got ready for a date and you see her after she's come out of getting ready, to tell her, say, oh, you look gorgeous. Love the outfit you picked out. Or just tell her, just regularly how pretty she looks or the way she does her hair. She wants to hear these things. When she does something around the house, tell her she's smart. Compliment her mind, her thinking a bit, that she's a good mama. She needs to hear all these things. You were good at saying all these things before marriage, and that should still be the thing. Tell her often that you love her. Let her know with a text during the day that you miss her. Something along those lines.
Yeah. Which kind of leads into the next one, number five. Text her when you're thinking about her. If you're, you know, it's just during the day and you just thought of her, something reminded you of her, text her and tell her that.
One of my favorite things that we do together is text. It really, really is. We have a lot of fun texting. Now, we text information. Are you going to be in at such and such time or where are you at? Whatever it is. But I love our text messages. I love our fun text messages, our flirty text messages. I love the memes that we send back and forth to each other. The marriage, you know, Lee and I tag each other in marriage stuff all the time of, oh, this is good, or you're really good at this. We tag each other on Instagram and different things where we want people to see stuff. Sometimes we tag each other on, you know, house projects of things that we like to do together. We see something that looks cool and we go, check this out. Did you see this? But when you send a simple text message that lets your spouse know, I'm just thinking about you. I saw this. It made me laugh and I had to share it with you because I like it when you laugh with me. Mm-hmm. That is a big deal to your wife. And connecting with your wife via your phone is a big thing. Yeah. It's a big thing.
It's a simple way to build intimacy.
It is.
If you could put it that way.
Because that is a
it's
great
just kind of just, you know, it's just staying in contact with each other throughout the day through just little ways.
Sometimes when we're apart, some of the simplest things, what did you do for lunch today? Mm-hmm. You know, what how's your day gone? And just a little bit to go, I've missed you. That all of those things say, I miss you. Despite the fact that we don't say, I miss you.
We're not physically together, but we can still share moments like this together throughout the day.
So guys, step it up. Text your wife. Tell her you're thinking about her. Tell her she's awesome. Send her a sweet text message. That should be a regular thing that you do, not just every now and then or just on birthday or anniversary.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, number six. Well, that would be a good one. Number six, be affectionate with her. Now, the word affectionate is a good word. It's things like hugs, kisses, touches, holding hands, all of those things most women like. They really like when you're willing to cuddle on a couch and watch a movie.
Yeah. So we talked about complimenting her, which was completely verbal. This one is, we're talking about affection, which is completely physical. That's the word I'm looking for. Physical. Yes. She wants to be touched in a non-sexual way a lot of the times. It does not always need to be thinking that it's leading up to something.
Yeah. It's okay to grab her butt, but don't that shouldn't be the only place you touch on her body.
Yes.
Wives, we didn't say this earlier, but this is a good point. Husbands, catch this. Most wives, all wives, want to be pursued other than just sexually. And a lot of men with a higher sex drive, that's when they really want to pursue. I'll hold your hand because I really want sex. Or I'll cuddle on a couch because I'm really... She wants you to do those things, not because this might go somewhere, but she wants to do those things sometimes because you just want to cuddle on the couch with her, mm-hmm. or hold her hand, or give her a back rub, or a foot massage, whatever it is.
That's right.
If the only time your wife feels like she's pursued is when you're wanting sex, you're doing something wrong.
Yes. She needs to be touched other than when you want it to go further.
Yeah. So, we talk in our workshop that most women want at least 10 non-sexual touches a day. And so that would be a great thing to talk to your wife about. How many touches do you like? You know, and that just means a touch on the leg, a pat on the back. That can be a kiss, but 10 throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And don't get them all done before 9 that morning.
If she's not a touchy person, that might
definitely
be annoying.
That's why you need to ask her. Yeah, you give her 10 non-sexual touches before 9 o'clock, and she's going to go, "Will you get
Stop
your hands off of me?" And if she's got a 1.5-year-old, 2-year-old toddler, uh-huh. she also may be saying, "I get enough touch.
Yes.
Give me a break.
Do not touch me."
Yeah, because she's going, "This kid's crawling all over me." Yes. Okay. Number 7, pursue her mind. And that just means we've talked about verbal praise. We've talked about physical touch. Now that just means intellectually. Mm-hmm. And this comes through conversation.
Yeah, that's good. Really listen to her. If she, this is hard, I know, guys. But if she's talking to you about picking out a new fabric for some curtains that she wants and you could not care less.
Oh, man, I couldn't. I'm just throwing that out there
you
for you.
You still need to listen. Put the phone down, look away from the TV screen, whatever it is, and just listen to her for a minute. But seriously, conversation is important. Whatever's important to her, to some degree, should be important to you, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you've got to engage in conversation about just everyday little things.
Yep. When she comes in from work, ask her, "How was your day? What did you do at work today?" And listen. When she asks you, "How was work today?" tell her, "What did you do?" And listen to her. Let's do number 8.
Number 8 is pray for her.
Yeah.
Pray for her.
How awesome would it be, husbands, for your wife just to hear you say one day, "Hey, I just wanted to know I prayed for you today." She would love that. Or ask her, "Is there something that I can pray about for you?" Any of those things would be good.
And praying with her is also excellent. That's we've talked about building intimacy. All of these things that have to do with pursuit build intimacy, but this is a great way to build intimacy. Woo! Okay, we have a little sneeze. Sorry.
That was not a little sneeze.
Have a large sneeze.
Sorry, we don't edit anything. You get it live and raw here. Sorry.
Dog's
I was
barking,
holding that in.
Sneezes. I got a strange look that came across his face and thought, what is he about to do?
Yeah,
so,
it was tough. Sorry.
Okay, yes.
Pray
for mm-hmm. her. Pray with her. That intimacy is something that is not to be missed out on in marriage.
Yes. Husbands, if you're a little uncomfortable doing this, when you go to bed together and the lights are out, take her hand and just simply say, "Lord," ask her, say, "Can I pray for us? Lord, bless our marriage. Thank you for my wife and my family. In Jesus' name, amen." I promise your wife will love that. Absolutely love
it. The divorce rate, according to a Gottman Institute study that they did, the divorce rate for couples that pray together daily is almost non-existent. So, I mean, talk about... You know, foolproofing your marriage is a great way to do it.
Yep. All right, number 9. Let's knock out that last one. This was actually number 9 last week.
Mm-hmm.
Learn her love language. Last week we learned his love language, and now learn her love language.
Yes, and I think we've kind of mentioned most of the love languages throughout, you mm-hmm. know, this podcast episode, because they include touch. They include
gifts.
They include quality time. They include acts of service. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure we talked about that a whole lot on this episode.
We're getting out fall
but
stuff.
Yes. Acts of service, do something for her. Yes. And what is the last one that I'm just totally blanking
buying
out on?
Her Brahms?
No, that would be gifts.
Oh, sorry.
We're missing something.
We are, and I can't think of it either.
Oh, my goodness.
Praise.
That's no, probably it. Quality time? Quality time.
Okay, one of those two. There's oh five gosh. People. Look them up. You know them.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go. See, you just get it raw. We're not cutting any of this stuff out. But learn her love language and then learn to speak her love language.
Yes.
Don't just pursue her the way you like to be pursued.
Right. If you're, like I said, if your love language is admiration, and you just think, I just need to tell her all the time how awesome she is, that may not be hers. You know, hers mm-hmm. may be touch, and she wants you, you know, that's great how awesome you think I am, but I need you to hold my hand, I need you to rub my back, mm-hmm. Those kinds of things. So,
and it takes some time to learn, but you can learn this. Lee is an acts of service girl. That is her love language. And I have learned to do little things to serve her or to maybe do a chore for her she doesn't want to do. Makes her feel loved.
Yes.
And so learn your wife's love language. We said it the last podcast. We'll say it again. You can just Google the 5 love language test. And it's free. Take it. You need to find out what yours is and what your spouse's is.
Yes. But yeah, all of these things that we have mentioned are amazing ways to pursue your wife. She will love them. Some she will love more than others because of her love language. But she will love all of them. And we encourage you to ask her, which ones of these do I need to step up my game on?
These are great opportunities for discussion of how am I doing on these.
Definitely. See both, it? You know, this the list we gave you for women and the list we gave you for men last week, talk about those together.
That's it. I'm going to go get out your fall stuff.
And that acts of service.
And touch you while I do that.
Okay.
Yes. No, we're gonna go do that. But yeah, use these as opportunities to say, how can I do better? Thank you for joining us. Y'all are always so good to listen every week. We are blessed to have so many listeners, so many followers. If you're on iTunes, we'd love for you to leave us a rating. You can click 5 stars, and you can leave a comment if you want to. But we also love to hear from you. If you ever get a chance and have a podcast episode idea, reach out to us. Mm-hmm. Our website has a place where you can email us, and we would love to hear from you.
Yep.
Anything else?
We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
All right. See ya.
Bye.